Well, we're just less than 2 weeks now from the Arthur Rank Hospice Charity's festive 5K run. We can start talking about Christmas. It's officially okay now. I'm joined on the line by Angeline Lyles from Arthur Rank and by one of the people who's actually done a festive 5K in the past, Jenna Gray. Good afternoon to you both.
Good afternoon, Neil.
Let's start with you, Angeline. Tell us about festive 5K in years gone by and what's different this year.
Yeah, well, the Festive 5K is in its 10th year this year, so pretty significant for us. And it's had 9 years of taking place in Ely and attracting about 900 runners who sort of fill up the streets of Ely on a Sunday morning with Santa hats running and people running their 5K. And it normally raises about £20,000 for the hospice. Wow. So that the hospice can keep providing our services free of charge.
That's big numbers. Every time you do an event, it's always big numbers. What's the attraction, do you think? Is it the course? Is it the atmosphere? What is it that draws people in? Or is it just people wanting to support you guys?
Yeah, I think all sorts of reasons, really. Some of them you've named there. And I think lots of people in Cambridgeshire do have a really personal connection to the hospice. Lots of people want to support a friend who's taking part, just support a local charity. It's been really wonderful this year to see how the community's gotten round us to support us and has taken part in lots of our really adapted events this year. So yeah, all sorts of different reasons. I think some people take part just because they want the challenge of running a 5K.
Well, these are always good warm-ups, aren't they, for the sort of slightly semi-professional runners amongst them. I mean, I'm not counting myself in there at all, let's be clear. But it is good practice, isn't it? Just keep these up, you're raising money, and it's good for the system.
Yeah, exactly. And I think people who are seasoned 5K and more runners enjoy taking part. And that's something we're keeping for this year, is that there'll be a leaderboard where people's times will be collected. So there's still that competitive element. But then also people who are new to running or just want to walk 5K, they can take part too.
So what's the plan this year then? Because this is not the sort of thing, you're not online, you're not walking around your kitchen 100 times.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we're asking participants to choose their own 5K route. So whether that's in the village that they live or if they're in a town or a city, just to choose their own 5K route and still set out and fill their streets with some festive cheer, really. I think we're all a bit more in need of that this month. I know some friends who have gone and got their Christmas trees early to get going with festive cheer. So I think taking part in the festive 5K, it's just nice to think of people running around and taking a bit of that joy with them as people see them in their fancy dress.
Right, so this can be done at any point, or are you asking people to do it on a particular day again?
Yeah, it's on Sunday the 22nd of November, so that's the original date that we'd set for this year. So we're asking people to have a bit of a sense of us all being in it together. We're asking people to set off at 10:30. But of course, if people can't make that time, then they can run at another time on that date.
Excellent. That gets more people involved as well. And as I say, one of the people who's done it in years gone by is Jenna Gray. Hi, Jenna.
Hiya.
So, what was the best bit about the way it used to be run? And has the fact that you can choose your own course made you choose a different course for this year?
Yeah, I don't live local to Ely. So I used to love running around Ely because it's just so beautiful there. And I really loved the course and the atmosphere with all the people. But it hasn't stopped me this year. I'll just be running in my local village instead, my normal 5K route that I go on.
Okay, now, because Ely does have hills in it, doesn't it? That's the thing. So for some people, that can be a bit of a challenge, and actually might go, well, 5K with some hills involved. You could choose a much flatter route.
The hills weren't good, to be honest. That was the bad bit about Ely, so I'm quite pleased that I'm doing it on a flat surface this time.
Brilliant. And what's made you, if you don't mind me asking, what's made you support Arthur Rank in this way?
I've supported Arthur Rank for years now, doing many of their Starshine strolls, and I've taken part in the festive 5K 4 or 5 times. When I was younger, Arthur Rank looked after my stepdad, my grandma and my granddad. So it's got a special place in my heart and is always the charity that I'll support. And I even ran London Marathon for them.
Wow. Oh, well, this is a real walk in the park, quite literally for you though, isn't it? This is easy. This is coasting.
Not anymore. It's not.
Oh, is it? That was a few years ago. Okay. I hear what you're saying. But you're drawing on some young talent as well this year. Is that right?
I am. My daughter and my niece, who are both 8, involved this year. They're going to be running the 5K with me around my village. They are always aware of when I'm doing a charity event, and they just said, can we do it with you? Because they like a challenge as well, and they really enjoy raising money for charities, and they know that this one is very special to our family as a whole.
Isn't that interesting as well? As you say, they're only eight. That's really good that they're getting that social responsibility so early on. Well done, you. That's excellent. So are you treating them gently on this? Have you got is it a run or is it a walk, or have you got a time in mind?
I think it'll be a bit of a walk run. We did a bit of a practice yesterday, and to be honest, they're a bit quicker than me. but they do like to stop for a few breaks, which is fine. We'll just do a little bit of walking, a little bit of running, but we'll easily get round the 5K, not a problem.
Fantastic. I guess, Angeline, this is exactly what you're wanting people to do, is it? This is exactly what you're wanting to hear.
Brilliant. Yeah, it's just lovely to hear. It's obviously a cause that's really close to Jenna's heart, and so to see sort of the younger generation get involved in that and sort of following her lead, it's just fantastic. And I'm so grateful. Lots and lots of families have signed up, or households and individuals, and we've got a group of SOEM runners as well, and some remote teams of colleagues are taking part. So people are really just taking the event on and doing it in their own way.
And it's so many things. Like, you can take the dog with you on this one, can't you? You could, and if you treat it as a walk, you can use push chairs and things like that, I guess. That's all right, is it? That's within the rules this year?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the more the merrier, and in whatever way works for you.
Fantastic, fantastic. All right, so if people want to take part, how can they do that? They've got to sign up and register?
Yeah, it's £10 for adults and £5 for children. And if you register so before Wednesday, the 18th of November, so next Wednesday, you'll get a special runner pack in the post before the day itself. And the best way to register is to go to our website. That's arhc.org.uk and search Festive 5K, or you could search the same thing on Facebook and you'll find all the details.
There's all the groups and everything there. Excellent. Well, any idea roughly what you're looking to raise? I think you said 20,000. Yeah, that's a lot of money, isn't it?
Yeah, it usually raises 20,000. For our 10th year, we've set a sort of extra challenge of our participants to ask them to together raise £10,000 in sponsorship, which I think is a nice meaty challenge, but we're actually already 30% of the way there, so I've
really
got no doubt that it'll happen. Yeah.
Oh, that's excellent. Well, Jenna, I'll let you get back to training.
Oh, thank you.
And let's hope the weather's good. I guess that's the thing as well. If it's cloudy in the morning, you can always go in the afternoon, can't you? So there's at least you've got some flexibility for this one. But good luck to you both. Jenny, thanks very much indeed for coming on. Good luck to you and to your young assistants. What are their names?
Thea and Faye.
Thea and Faye. Well, let's hope that their name's on the leaderboard by the end of this. And Angeline, good luck
with
they'll
be above mine.
Good luck with it all, and I hope it all goes well on the 22nd.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, Neil.